An update now to a story we've been following for months, rail cars that were being stored in northern New York. The Adirondack Council had been critical of the company storing tankers on railroad tracks in the Adirondacks. Iowa Pacific has removed the rail cars, and New York State is now petitioning the Federal Surface Transportation Board to declare the line abandoned. The council recently penned a letter supporting the state effort. Adirondack Council spokesman John Sheehan says it's important that people understand the petition would not result in the removal of the tracks.
I'd like to clear up what I think has become a common misconception on the local level that the state's petition would result in the removal of the railroad tracks. That's not the case. The state's petition is to remove the rail operator. This would not make any definitive decision about the fate of the rails or the corridor itself. It would simply remove the operator and give the state and local folks a chance to talk about what the future of that line ought to be.
Senator Schumer is pushing against repeal of a regulation requiring freight carriers to equip unit trains carrying explosive crude oil with electronically controlled pneumatic braking systems. Apparently, there may be a repeal of those regulations.
That's crazy. I think they were first identified as being needed on passenger trains after the disaster that happened in the lower Hudson Valley with an out-of-control train essentially jumping the tracks. To do that on an oil train is almost a guarantee that the place it goes off the rails is going to be destroyed, whether that's a population center full of people or a wildlife sanctuary or Lake Champlain. That just doesn't make any sense at all. To try to prevent those trains from having an accident that results in a derailment is job one from public safety perspective. In fact, we think that the federal government should go a step farther. We published a report earlier this year along with the National Wildlife Federation stating that we believe oil train traffic through the Champlain Valley should be banned entirely.
John Sheehan, the Trump administration also plans quite a few regulatory changes. Some people say rollbacks, depending on which side of the aisle you're on. The Clean Power Plan would be replaced with the Affordable Clean Energy Rule, which in your email to me, you say stinks. Literally, figuratively, or both?
Both. The Affordable Clean Energy Rule is a terrible replacement for the Clean Power Plan. The Clean Power Plan would have reduced carbon pollution by 32% between now and 2030. That is a big chunk that is getting in the right direction. It may not have been enough to fix the problem entirely, but other sectors of the economy were being worked on at the same time. My concern is that the repeal of that plan will have grave implications for the Adirondacks in terms of climate change, but also in terms of acid rain. The Clean Power Plan, because it required companies to switch fuels and find more renewable ways to make electricity, also would have reduced acid rain and smog in the Adirondacks fairly substantially. The new plan won't do that. In fact, it barely would cause any carbon reductions, and that's a disaster for the environment and for the life support of this planet.
For the past year or so, the Adirondack Council and others have been raising red flags about overuse in the Adirondacks for certain areas that are most popular. The DEC has put in some new rules, changing parking, using shuttle buses to try to ease the overcrowding in certain areas. Has there been any visible impact yet that hikers are moving to new areas and that there's any easing of the overcrowding?
We saw a lot of crowds on Columbus Day weekend and a lot of crowds the following weekends that we had good weather. So I don't think we've seen the impact yet, but we're confident that public education and a new approach by the state can work together to make that happen in the next couple of years. We're encouraged by the Frontier Town investment that the state has made. We would hope that that'll become a hub for traffic coming up the Northway from the south to direct people into places like North Hudson and Newcomb and Minerva where they have not been directed before, essentially because it was too easy just to jump into Keene Valley and start climbing in the mountains. But Keene Valley is getting awfully crowded during the summertime, and so is all of the Route 73 corridor. In many ways, this is a good problem to have, Pat. I mean, it shows that people really love the Adirondacks and they want to come here, but we have to find a way to keep our love of the place from loving it to death. And the work that we're trying to do right now with the Keep It Wild campaign, I think, is to remind people that they have other options, that there are wonderful places outside the High Peaks Wilderness or even in different parts of the High Peaks Wilderness that go unexplored every year by the vast majority of the people who come to the region. There are wonderful climbs. There are easier climbs with rewarding views and beautiful waterfalls and lakes that you can explore. It's a great big park out there. We've got 11,000 water bodies that I don't think anybody's seen all of them quite yet. But there's a big, big park to explore and one that we hope people will take advantage of that in the future.
An extended conversation with Adirondack Council spokesman John Sheehan is at wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.